All good, we all good. I'm extra good because we need to celebrate this.
Yeah, let's celebrate because this is Black Champions. Now, we have been flying through Black History Month and we've been celebrating it in style by going back to the classroom every day and shining a light on different figures across history.
Yes, people you might not have heard of before, people excelling in their fields, people who have shaped history and shaped the future of the world that we live in as well. So we're going to tell you and each other about these impressive figures to make sure they get their flowers they deserve.
Yeah, we want to celebrate Black Champions across all different walks of life and, like Robert said, give them their flowers.
So with all of that said, Shayda Marie, who are we shining a light on today?
Today, we are checking in with Richard Taylor, OBE, knife crime activist and father of Damilola Taylor. Now, Damilola Taylor was a 10-year-old Nigerian boy who lost his life due to knife crime after arriving in the UK in 2000. Now, his mother, Gloria, and father, Richard, played a significant role in advocating for justice and anti-knife crime in the UK.
Damilola would never be forgotten. I feel like his story is a story many people have heard. And I feel by remembering his story, it's important to share his dad's story as well and what's happened next and the legacy he has left.
So Richard Taylor was born in Nigeria. He had three children, Tunde, Damilola and Bemi. They came to the UK when Damilola was 10 years old looking for treatment for Bemi, who was epileptic. Richard got an engineering degree in the UK and he worked in various capabilities, including becoming a consultant engineer.
Oh, no way.
Big deal. Following his son's murder in 2000, him and his late wife Gloria founded the Damilola Taylor Trust in 2001 to support disadvantaged youth and raise awareness of the dangers of street violence. They campaigned for 24 years against knife crime and violence in the UK, using their platform to raise awareness about the issues that face young people.
They must have had such inner strength to do that after facing such a devastating ordeal.
In 2008, Richard organised a march against knife crime, which took place in central London and was attended by several thousand young people. In 2009, he was appointed as an anti-knife crime and youth violence envoy by Gordon Brown, PM at the time, and was awarded an OBE in 2012 for his crusade against violent crime and dedicated that memory to Damilola.
He's honestly one of God's strongest soldiers, honestly. The mental strength he must have had to uplift his community and just be driven to make such a change at a time like that.
I can only imagine him going through grief and still managing to, you know, campaign and fight for a change. Crazy strength. Richard Taylor passed away, unfortunately, at the age of 75 this year, 2024. But he left, of course, an inspirational legacy behind. He was a son to be remembered as a boy of hope and someone, as we know, always smiled.
Rest in power, man. Richard Taylor, what a role model. Shining, shining, shining,
shining, yeah. Richard Taylor for this morning on Capital Extra Black Champion.
Yeah, what a guy. Do you know when you hear people's stories and you're just left speechless? You've got like nothing more to say because they've done such amazing stuff in the face of something so, so tragic as well. But he picked himself up and he has gone on to shape the future of the world that we live in.
So we thank you, sir.
Big time. If you have any ideas and figures you would like us to shine a light on, make sure you send us a DM at Capital Extra on Instagram.
Or on the WhatsApp, let us know your Black Champion that you want us to share on Capital Extra. The number is 0330 333 131.
And if you've missed any of the people we've highlighted, you want to hear about more stories like Richard Taylor and different people from different walks of life, make sure you catch up on our podcast Black Champions on Capital Extra's official app Global Player.
Yeah, just search Black Champions. You can listen back to all of the episodes there and learn about some pretty amazing figures in history that deserve to be celebrated.
I think we'll play a Black Champion around the corner. Should we do that?
I think we can do like five.
Trust me.
Capital Extra Breakfast with Robert Bruce and Shayna Marie.
I am Hypnocat. Recycle your electricals. Don't bin your electricals. Recycle your electricals. Anything with a plug, battery, or cable can be recycled. It's a life-saving equipment or time.